It's good to be at the church.
Amen.
When I mean church, that's the believers. It's just a building. It's a church house, but you the church. Somebody help me right there. It's good to be out to God's house with God's people, the church.
Yes.
Psalm 78. I do want to thank you for coming today. A lot of folks still traveling, but it's great. I'm excited about the fire and the choir. I'm thinking about joining the youth choir. Y'all hear me? If you're going into the sixth grade in the middle school, and you're going into the 12th grade, you're invited. We want all of you to come. Family, bring your kids out Friday and Saturday. And also, next Wednesday now, the 24th, I want to reiterate that a little bit because I'm taking y'all out. Y'all going out on a date with the preacher. The girls are. You boys aren't, okay? But we're going out on a date. We're going to go to church. After church, I'm going to take you down there somewhere in Corderoil G to a buffet somewhere where we buffet our bodies. And yeah. Why are some of you acting like you don't know what that is? And we find something to eat, and we're going to have a good day. And I'd love to just keep you all day and just go to church with me all day, but I'm preaching that morning and that night, but it's Wednesday. I may keep you anyway. All right, Psalm 78, are you there?
Amen.
Stand with me. I'll just read one verse this morning. I just want to read one verse, but I do want to ask you to do me a favor. Keep your Bible open to Psalm 78 because I'll read parts of this chapter as we get into the sermon. But for the sake of time, I'm going to read one verse, and then I'm going to pray and ask God to do something this morning. I want him to do something. Don't y'all want him to do something this morning? And he will. He will. The Bible said right in the middle of chapter 78, here's not quite middle, but right almost in the middle, there's a verse that jumped out at me at verse 41. If you're there, say amen. Won't y'all read it with me? Let's do it together, all right? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Now let's do that last phrase one more time. And limited the Holy One of Israel. Our Father, I thank you for your omnipotence, for your power, for your goodness.
Yes.
Lord, we need you one more time.
Yes, thank you, Father.
We need you. We need you to do it again in our lives this morning. I pray that you'll help this preacher preach like I've never preached before. Lord, I want to give everything I got in these days I have left and just wrap it all up into your work. And I'll praise you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. Now, if you notice in chapter 78, in the first part of chapter 78 of the Bible, right there in that heading, how many got on that heading, a mass kill of Asaph? How many got that? Is that on y'all's head? Now, everybody that's got it on your head, and raise your hand. Okay. Some of you either don't have it or you're still asleep. But that word, it's an interesting word, that mass kill. Because see, most of these psalms were given for praise. How many believe we ought to praise him? Most, not all of the psalms were praise psalms. But a lot of psalms will praise psalms. So I want you to know something. You know what I like to see us do? Let's take off the brakes. Let's just praise him. You said, are you trying to turn this church into some kind of Pentecostal charismatic? Well, absolutely not. We had the Holy Ghost before there ever was one of them. Now I want to get us. Whoa, glory. I want to get us praising God like we've always praised God. I want to get everybody involved in praising God. But this psalm, actually, that word maskil is not a psalm of praise. Actually, it's a psalm that provides a lesson in learning. Get that? A psalm that gives instruction. It's not necessarily a soothing psalm or a calming psalm, but it is a psalm where you, if you learn it, It will change your life. Somebody help me preach right there. And change the way you live. And change the way you think. And change the way you operate. Somebody help me. How many believe we need a God in our life that will change our direction and change our views and change our attitude and direct our actions? Amen.
Yes, sir.
Actually, what it is, it's a narrative of God's history with Israel. God called out Abraham. Oh, y'all know that. And I'm going to say this to some of these hyper-dispensationalists and some of these replacement theologists. God's not done with Israel.
Amen. Amen.
And he's going to restore that nation one day.
Amen.
Amen. Good preaching. But he used Abraham as a catalyst to bless the whole world. Hey, by the way, church, we're blessed because of Abraham.
Yes.
Just read the book. But right here in the middle, there's a phrase that jumped out at me. I want all y'all to know something. God was not created. Somebody help me preach. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Hey, when there was nothing, there was a God. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. Somebody help me. He's immutable. He's eternal. He's righteous. He's holy. He's gracious. He's merciful. He's long-suffering. He's my God. He's the God that delivered them through the Red Sea. He's the God that sent one angel. Hey, young people, I had a God that sent one angel when the people of God were their backs were against the wall and killed 185 people. I got a God that's all powerful, a God that can do anything, anytime, anywhere.
Amen.
Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Yeah. That God that raised up the lame man. That God that delivered the blind man and made him see. The God that fed 5,000 men and probably 15,000 people with that one setting. A God that raised up Lazarus. It wasn't Muhammad that done it. It wasn't the Buddha that done it. The Pope didn't do it. That was an almighty God that done it. Yeah. I know him. Yeah, ain't nothing he can't do. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Hey, how about Abraham and Sarah when they were of old age and her womb was dead? And by the way, and people thought Abraham was crazy. Went down Walmart, got him a, yeah. Went down, they had Walmart back in. Went down there and got him a stroller, got him a baby bed, and they all thought he was cuckoo, Cocoa Puffs. He wasn't cuckoo. He just believed in God. He was preparing for the baby. He was preparing for the promise. You want some of y'all's problem? Any of them forgot that God could do great things. He's still able. Say with me, I'm going somewhere. Yeah, boy. How about them three boys in the fiery furnace? He delivered them. If he can deliver them, he can deliver you. Ain't nothing too hard for God. But now hold it. Hold it. Hold up. Look right in the middle of the chapter. Go back to our text. Yea, they turned back and tempted God. And this verse jumped out at me and limited the Holy One of Israel. Whew. Now, move over just a little bit, will you? Your chair, just a little. I need some operating room. Okay, not too far, okay. Yeah, right there. Now, this is a terrible illustration because who I'm using as illustration. But let's just say, for example, Chad is God. I told you it's imperfect. Y'all stay with me. This word limited, I want you to hear me. It means to draw a line. It means to set a boundary. It means to delineate and mark off. See, I can't fly. I can't heal. I can't come back to life. I have limits. I can't be in two places at once. Somebody help me preach. I am limited. I'm delineated in my humanity. I have limits. But listen to me. We can live in a such a way And let me illustrate it. The word means to mark off or set a boundary. Y'all with me over there? How many over there is with me? Stand up there. Thank you. I'll hold that mitt, God. I'll make sure. Now listen to me. They took a God who was limitless and limited him. They took a God who was all powerful and unparalleled and marked him off. They took a God that can do abundantly more than we can able to be able to ask or think and put a cap on him. And I'm sad to say, there's people today that have done exactly what I illustrated right there in their life.
Amen, preacher.
Let's just still, for sake of illustration, kids, y'all got this one. This whole stage is my life and what God's doing in my life. Y'all with me? But here's what I've done. Stand up, God. I need you. But see, I block him off.
Amen, preacher.
I done. You say you can't do that. What did it say in the Bible? Yeah. See, I know some of you may act like Calvinists, but I want you to know, I know Calvinists say we can't limit God. Calvinists say we can't say no to God. Calvinists say we can't shut God down. Calvinists say we can't cap off God. But I want to tell you, they're a liar. Because it just said they limited God. Amen. And how you do it? That is the only place you're going to have in my life. That's it. That's it. You're not allowed my social life. You're not allowed my private life. You're not even allowed when I go to work. But I will allow you to come to church with me.
Amen. That's good
preaching. I will allow you. To let me go to a youth camp once in a while. I will allow you to help us sing a little bit. But you can't do any more than that. I'm marking you off. And how many men and women in this church and young people, as crude as this illustration is, has done that in your life? Hey, God, you can, I allow you to supply my need, I allow you to take care of it, but now forget me to forgive somebody, I ain't doing it, God. Get me to quit being angry, I ain't doing it, God. To quit me, get me to quit social drinking, I ain't doing it, God. To quit me, get me to live a good lifestyle, I ain't doing it, God. You stay put.
God help.
Am I preaching? And I wonder how many in this room and how many times I have capped him off. I mean, listen to me. We got some teenagers, they're getting on fire for God. Oh boy, they're doing great. But I tell you, teenagers, look at me. Don't you let anything or anybody cap off God. Don't put no limits on him. There'll be people in this auditorium say, well, you ain't talented enough. You ain't got enough gifts. You ain't got enough going on for you. You're not from the best families in the church. You're from a poor family. You're from in the backwoods. You were raised rough. Listen to me. I don't care how you was raised. I got a God can take whatever you are and use it if you don't limit him.
Amen.
I'm trying to get to the outline. I may, if I don't get there, will y'all say with me? I'm going to say something. Whew. I'm bogging down, Wayne. There's people in here, you're unsaved. I believe you believe God. I believe you believe there is a God. I even go as far as believe that you believe Jesus died. I even believe that you want to one day go to heaven. But what your problem is, you think God is too, your life's too messed up, or you want to live a little bit longer and you want to have joy in your life and you don't think there's any joy in God. And you say, God, stay over there. Stay over there. Stay there until I get ready. And you'll die and go to hell. And how many Christians in this room, look at me, have settled for second best because you put a limit on God? Since everybody reminded me this week, I'm 68. All right. And some of you smart elks put Joe Osteen asked me happy birthday. I'm going to cut your head off. And then somebody got Joyce Meyer saying happy birthday to me. Morons. Perfectly good blessed week until y'all got involved in my birthday. Here's what they'll say. Rich, I know I'm 68. But I want to, young people, I want to tell y'all what I believe. Even though I'm older, and even though I got baldness and bulges and bunions, I'm going to let God use my life. I don't think there's a limit yet. I don't really believe there's a limit until he puts me down on the ground. I'm just going to stay with you. See, are you going to pastor us forever? Well, I don't know what forever is, but I'm going to pastor you as long as I can breathe, as long as I can preach, as long as I can do it. I am going to do my best because I'm not going to mark him off. I'm not going to say, okay, I'm 68 years old. Okay, everybody else is retired. Okay, everybody else is going on their joy trips. Everybody else is doing, not your joy trips. Don't want to offend older folk. Isn't it something, I'm 68 and still call them old? See, I done made my mind up. It's my choice whether I limit him or not. Oh, I could say, okay. I'm just not going to, I'm going to be like resting preachers. Be unmotivated. Rest on what I've done in my whole 41 years. And just sit back and enjoy a thing. Wayne, I refuse to do that. Young people, refuse to limit God. Just make a statement in your heart right now. I will not. Listen, some of you young people that's talking back here, look at me. Look at me. Quit your talking. Amen. I ain't playing. Amen. I ain't playing. You wonder why your life's not changed. You're fooling around. You got your head up there talking and carrying on. Got your little iPhone out. Listen to me. Don't limit God. Amen. Amen. You say, you're getting meaner as you get older. I'm not meaner, James. I just want everybody to know we don't want to mark off God. How many believe we ought to keep God in the center of our life? Tear down the barriers. Hey, young people, tear them down. Tear them down. He saved you. He changed you. Tear the barriers down. Say, God, you're welcome. Hey, some of you in this room, you're in need of a miracle. You're in need of God doing something big.
Bless you, preacher.
Come on, God, I want you to do something big. Get up, God, come and do it. It's over here, by the way. Hey, God, I want to hear.
Amen.
No, you don't want him over there either. Because if you wanted him over there, you wouldn't have put them boundaries on him. Quit telling me you can't forgive. Quit telling me you can't put the past behind you. Quit telling me that God can't be great in your life again. Quit telling me that you don't have potential. Hey, you unleash a holy God and let him have full right away. He can do wonderful things in your life. I know what some of y'all are thinking. Is he going to get to his outline? Maybe. But I ain't quite done yet. Now, kids, I ain't putting no. I want to talk to you. Can I talk to you, young people? Look at me. I want all you young people that would like to have God work in your life and you don't want to put limits on God. I want all you teenagers stand up. That you don't want to put no limits on God. Raise up. I ain't putting no limits on God. Stand up if you don't want to put them on. Amen. Over here. Amen. Homie, you don't have to be a loser.
Amen.
You can be seated. What if I'd asked all y'all the same question? Well, I've asked the adults in this room the same question, and the grandpas and grandmas the same question. You know what our problem is? Oh, it's good enough for them kids. Go ahead and let them kids be unleashed. Let God bless them. But no. Don't be walking on my porch.
Bless you, preacher.
Whew. Have you maxed God out? Chad, I know I'm not getting there. Have you maxed him out? Is that all it's going to be? Is that all it's going to be? I'm going to have a little Sunday morning Christianity. Have you maxed him out? Oh, he's done a lot in my life, but he can't do all this other stuff. Have you maxed him out? Have you put a cap on him? Huh? You put a cap on him? Okay, God. I know you've done this, but I'm afraid to let you go any further. I ain't gonna let him go any further. And you know what? We're pouring this into people's minds. They can't go any further. And they're blocking off God. And they're putting limits. Oh, we got parents that do that. You know what? We got parents. You can bear witness with this. You and I were here. Okay, so I can talk to you about this. Okay, you and I were here, so I'll talk to you about it, okay? Because we both sports lovers. Oh, yeah. We both wanted our boy to achieve in sports. And if he wouldn't have been a college athlete or a professional, we'd have probably been happy.
Sure.
Wouldn't we?
Huh? I put time in.
Boy, I put time in it. How much money have I wasted? How many AAU trips? I ain't against AAU. How many AAU trips did I spend money on? How many weekends did I go somewhere? I said, hold it, God. You stay there. You ain't into the sports stuff, God. You can't have my boy. I got him. I got two of the best kids in the world. But because of me limiting God a few times, they probably could have more in their life now if it wasn't for a dumb daddy that thought a football and a basketball was the end of everything. And I ain't against anything. I'm going to the games this year with every one of our kids that play sports. I'm for you. But you can have God in your life and play sports. Good program. Well, there's three people shouting. Lord have mercy. Have I told you I hadn't got to the outline yet? I'm trying. Well, let's do this. Can I finish this tonight? Is it okay? Hey, crazy person, you think you're going to stop me? Let me give you start this morning. At least give you one of four on how you can limit God. Look at verse 10. Are you there? Amen. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his what? Number one, here's how you can mark God off. First of all, they forsook his word. How many believe God made a covenant with them? And they forsook God's word and broke God's covenant. They refused his commandments. Hold a minute. Stop a minute. I know what some of y'all are thinking. I'm going to blow it out of the water. See, that's what you think by forsaking the word. Listen here, Rich. If I really meant that, and if I ever go kind of crazy, you got my permission to come up there and get me off the pulpit. And if you had to bind me and get me out of here. But I don't mean that. Amen. But see, that's not what forsaking God's word is. Some of you would let blood out this morning and come viciously after me if I compromised on the King James Bible. Yet, you don't read it, and you don't study it, and you're not in prayer with it, and it's not the God of your life. And yeah, oh yeah, I'm a big time King James man. How you know you don't read it? You know what I say, ladies and gentlemen? You know why you kids are getting on fire for God? Because we took you to two camps, poured the word of God in you. I poured it in you right now. Don't forsake his word. Teenager, take your Bible to church. Teenager, take your Bible to school. Am I preaching? Let me ask you couples, how many of you read your Bible and pray? Huh? You say, preacher, I'm not for, I haven't put no limits on God. Oh, yeah, you have. Because there's things you read and things you hear that you don't do. Well, let's illustrate. Let me talk to you. Oh, you got a grudge. I know none of you good, sweet Christians have one. How many, please, the Bible said forgive one another. And bear one another's burdens. And care for people. Oh no. You don't know what they done to me. Well, you don't even remember what they done to you. And here's what you done. Okay, God. You can bless me with cherries. You can bless me with a cake topping. But don't ask me to forgive that preacher. Because 50 years ago, Lord, 25 years ago, He said something I didn't like. Here's what you've done. And you'll never get right until you follow God's word. You put a line up. Am I preaching? Some of you teenagers, you look at me. Look at me. God wants to deal with your sin. He don't want you. Hey. He wants you to live right. Amen. It's cool to live right. Yep. It's not cool to not live right. Amen. I'm saying this, I'm probably going to get in trouble. Well, who would want to get in trouble at 11:28? It bothers me that a young man can take a stand for God and get ridiculed. And somebody can come out of the closet and get a medal. Man, I know folks come out of the closet, and the bad thing, some of you liked it on your social media. Amen. Only reason I have social media is to see how stupid you are. Amen. Hello? Amen. What is wrong with you? A gay lifestyle is not right. No. God created a man and a woman. Amen. And that's what marriage is. Amen. And quit flirting around with the flesh. Quit making a joke out of the flesh. Quit trying to say, just quit trying to get attention by using filthy, vulgar stuff. Get right with God. Tear down the boundaries. Repent. Amen. Will you please tell me how to pull this thing into the... Trying my best to get this thing in the barn, and I don't know if I can or not. They forsake his word. You know what we got? Hold a minute. Look at me. Teenage, you want to be a cosmetic Christian or a constructed Christian? You want to be a planted Christian or a potted Christian? How many knows what potted plants are? Go out and lay some of them outside and see what happens. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I just wonder, I want to challenge my teenagers, everybody from sixth grade to the 12th grade. I want to challenge you. If you want God to work marvelous in your life this morning, I want to challenge you to get up out of your seat in a minute and line this altar. And then every one of those kids that line their altar, I want their parents behind them and their grandparents behind them. Just tell God your word's strong, and I don't want to forsake it. If a preacher preaches it, I'm going to follow what he says. Amen. I wonder how many parents today, I wonder how many are here that you've got a lot of misery in your life, and all of it is because you limited God and you forsook his word. You like hallelujah preaching, but let it get down in your boots. Am I preaching? Oh, I know some of you are going to leave here and say, well, I wish he wouldn't get rest. He'd come back wilder than Andy. Oh, I'm wild about every Sunday. You look at me. You can limit him if you want to. You can say that, God, you can only have that space if you want to. But not me, buddy. He's got it. You can have it all. If that means I got to quit my running my jaws, if that means I've got to stop my negativity, if that means I got to quit being a critic, if that means I've got to forgive somebody that's hurt me, I'm doing it because I ain't going to live with you. If that means I got to sin in my life, I'm doing it. An unsaved person, if you're here and you're lost, God can save anybody in this room. How many of y'all believe God can save anybody in this room? The only way he can't save you is you to say no to him, say no to the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection, say no, he can't change my life. No, I don't want him in my life. No, I don't want him to turn my life around. That's all you can do. That's how you limit God. Stay with me. I like to see some of you teenagers come without me prompting you. Some of you moms and dads without me prompting you. How many want to decide I'm not going to limit God? I'm deciding that this morning. I'm not doing it. Keep coming. Keep coming. That's right. Keep coming. Mom, dad, you see your teenager here? Keep coming. Anybody see your grandchild here? How many Christians in this room will be honest enough and say, Preacher Smith, I put some boundaries on God and I'm upset. I've limited him in my life. I could be so much further along if it wasn't for my putting boundaries up. Raise your hand. I see him. I see him. I see him. I see him. Just come and pray. With heads bowed, how many right now say, Preacher, I'm not saved, but I do believe God saved me and I believe him today. How many raise your hand and say, I'm not saved, but I want to be. I'm not saved, but I want to be. All right, I'm going to pray. You come. Our Father, Lord, help parents come with their kids. Help grandparents come with their kids. Oh, God, bring revival. And help us, Lord, as we finish this tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Sing, come on. They ought to be half his congregation. Come, get right with God.
I surrender all to him.
To each other. It's under the gun right now. Don't limit God. God can deliver them. Maybe you need to pray for one of your daughters or your son who's struggling. They're battling the devil. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Take me, Jesus. Take me.
God, I pray for this dear teenager here. Lord, bless her and mom and dad. Lord, touch her now. Give her good victory. Lord, do a miracle. Bless them. Thank God for you. Isn't that good? And I'm going to finish tonight. I promise you it's going to end up on the mountain. Amen. One more thing. You guilty? Are you guilty of that? Come on now. Come on, man. We all guilty of it. We put that up, say, I mean, some of the best Christians here. We let him into most of our life, but there's still places we don't let him.